instant oil change.
If your service light's on, trust the techs with the training.
That's us.
270 hours with zero complaining. They train under the hood. They train down in the pit. 270 hours means their training's legit. It's the smart choice for smart folk who care for their steed. So trust the instant oil change that starts with Valvoline. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Change wisely.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
People are starting to talk about a four-day work week. I like this better. One day work week. I think works for everybody.
It works for you.
It works for everybody.
I wouldn't complain.
Who's going to turn that down, right? I'm back from Costa Rica. I was on my kid's senior trip with a bunch of his friends that he really has been going to school with since like the second grade.
That's cute.
Because he goes to such a small school that most of them have played soccer with each other and known each other since the second grade. So he and like six or seven of his guy friends and their parents all went down to Costa Rica.
Oh, so it wasn't like you were the chaperone of all these kids. Like, all the kids' parents went down with
them.
Yeah,
there were like seven different sets of us.
Gotcha.
And it was great. It was really, really great. Hollis ended up pulling in like a 95-inch sailfish that he fought with for a super long time. This is the beauty of Costa Rica. If you have a chance to get down there, there's just something about the nature and beauty of Costa Rica, and there's so much to do down there. I've seen dolphins in the water before, but I saw hundreds at the same time. It looked like you could walk over these dolphins like the size of a football field.
That's my dream.
It was magical, man. They're jumping up. They're playing with each other, fishing. It was just, saw monkeys. Baby monkeys, baby dolphins. It was awesome. And then I'm on my way back and I realize that half of the stuff in my house has been sold. So tell me what happened yesterday.
Well, so what happened was,
yeah,
I was looking at the schedule because while you're out, you know, I host the show and I'm still responsible for putting the schedule together, and I had some holes.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought, what better way to fill the holes than by going over to your house and rummaging through your house and selling some of the items that I didn't think you'd mind to disappear.
Okay, so I got home late enough last night to where I couldn't really tell what was sold. I just saw in Instagram that you had sold it. But then I woke up this morning, and we all have a routine in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And mine is to make my protein shake first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
And my blender's gone. So I'm assuming you sold the blender, or did the cleaning people just put it somewhere that I don't know?
Your magic blender is gone,
okay,
friend.
Okay, the blender is gone.
That went the first hour. Right. That was item number one.
Okay, how much did we get for it?
Oh, I don't think you want to know that.
One penny.
Okay, so I can buy it. Can I buy it back?
I mean, if you want to reach out to him, sure.
That's already gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Amber already, Amber, our phone screener, our producer Amber, she already packaged everything up and everything got shipped yesterday.
That's why she was walking around with them boxes.
I swear to you. However, I stopped her for one.
Uh-huh.
And I have the box, and it's the pair of your underwear.
Okay.
So I went to your closet.
I did see this one. Okay.
You wasn't looking for those this morning.
Well, the joke's going to be on you on this one. Were they the Hanes ones?
Yes.
Okay. I hate those underwear.
Oh, okay.
And I hate them so much that Amanda has been wearing them. So the fact that you got rid of them is fine.
Okay. So I took the top pair of underwear. But here's the thing. We got a tweet from somebody called Tuon at 105er Georgia. And they said, at the Burt Show, since at Chris Kling stole at Burt Show Burt's drawers, I'll donate $500 to at Burt's Big Adventure if she remakes the Tom Cruise Risky Business dancing scene and then before she mails them off.
If she?
Yes.
So you would have to do it.
So literally, it was kismet because I hadn't seen this yet. Amber walked in. I had just seen this because Rebecca had sent it to me. Amber walks in and I'm like, stop. Because I'm like, God, we are on point. Like, we're already mailing this stuff out. Like, WTF, since when do we do anything immediately on this show? And I stopped her and she checked and she's like, oh, those are Mary won those. And I go, let me have that box. I need to do something this weekend with them, and then we can mail them to Mary. So I have your Hanes underwear in the FedEx box, and I'm going to do this weekend, and we're going to post it, and that way Burt's Big Adventure gets $500.
Great. Okay. Oh, fantastic. Okay.
Okay. And then we gave away a picture of Amanda.
Oh, wait a minute.
But to be fair, you didn't have this picture up. Like in your house.
Is it the one in the closet that was, okay. Yes. All right, that's fine. It was in a box, right? And it was the first thing on top?
It wasn't the first one because that was a picture of you two.
Okay.
And then I flipped down and then there was a picture of you and Riggins and Tyra. And I'm like, I didn't do that one. And I assured Franny, by the way, Franny, worst guard dog known to man.
Oh, yeah. She'll bring you right in and show you where the expensive stuff is.
Homegirl didn't budge. I walk in, the TV's blaring. You have your house set on tropical, by the way. It was so freaking hot when I went in there, and she's just chilling in her crate, and I walked over and I just assured her that I was not going to be selling her. She was fine. And so, but I backed to your closet, and then I looked under, and then there was just a really pretty like turquoise frame with Amanda's picture in it.
Okay.
And that's the one we gave away.
How much do we get for that?
One penny. Everything went for one penny.
Certainly she's worth more than that. Okay.
And then
the one thing you could have sold to get money for, Franny, you didn't sell.
But no, the thing was everything had to go for a penny.
Oh, okay.
We weren't selling anything for more than a penny.
Bulldogs are $3,000. I got her for free. We could have made a nice profit on that one.
And then there was the power hour, and that was in the 8 o'clock hour yesterday.
And what big ticket item did you give away? Because nothing yet has hurt me.
So
I do have to get another blender today.
Oh, just wait.
Yeah. So the power hour, this was honestly, it's so funny how when you're looking for something and it's the it's the last place you look.
I did drive in the Bronco today, so it wasn't the Bronco.
I did go out in the garage. I did go out in the garage and I was like, who wants a brand new Bronco? But I started looking through your wine cabinet that's there in your living room.
Yeah.
And there was this beautiful, beautiful champagne bottle that is engraved and says, congratulations, Burt Wise, Georgia Radio Hall of Fame. And then I presented it on the air because that was the big ticket item. That was the power hour.
Mm-hmm.
And the look on Cassie's face, if looks could kill, the daggers that came out of her eyes towards me when she said, that was the gift I got for Bert. I thought you had got it from the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame. True story.
Did we end up selling it?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Okay.
There's Lisa called in.
All right.
And she's the one that got the champagne for one penny. She has a brunch this weekend, and she's using it to make mimosas.
Okay. So, Cassie, thank you for that present.
You're welcome.
That Georgia Radio Hall of Fame was such a cluster that I'm actually glad you got rid of it. Because you remember I was nominated, and I brought everybody down there in the party bus, and we had this great time, and I was sitting there waiting to hear my name, and it never happened, right? And it was so embarrassing. Then I finally got in a couple of years ago. But the pain of that night is so great and so embarrassing that I don't want any like reminiscent of that night at all in the house.
But Cassie got it for you.
Hey, that's on you if you're a fan.
Just drink the champagne at least.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.